Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house, halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Rush Cook and Mr. Orville Weenie. Mr. Weenie, you'll recall, is an apprentice gas meter reader. He stopped past professionally a little while ago and is lingering to chat with Rush.
Oh, I think I'm going to get fired from this job.
Why, Orville?
Well, boss had me in his office yesterday afternoon and again this morning.
For you out?
Yeah.
Oh, have you been making mistakes reading gas meters?
I've been going to sleep in people's basements.
Have you?
I've done it half a dozen times.
Huh.
You see, I go down in somebody's cellar to read their half-wet gas meter, and I saunter over by the furnace to get warm. And if there's anything to sit down on, I sit down. And then I get drowsy, and before I know it, I'm asleep.
Oh, that's tough.
Well, of course, I've had some nice sleeps. No, I expect I'll get fired.
Yeah.
Then I can go to work full-time raising a pompadour. I've got the rottenest luck raising pompadours you ever heard of. Look at my numbskull hair right this minute. Tufts and clumps sticking out in all directions.
Uh-huh.
She refuses to lay down. Fights me back like a mad dog. Soaring machine oil and kerosene won't faze her. Man gets discouraged trying to raise a pompadour.
There's somebody in the kitchen. Hi.
Hello, Rush. Say, Sweet Corner's Blockers with me, and we got a little ledge business to transact.
Mom's not here, Gov. I think she's down on West Monroe Street calling on Miss Trogo.
Your father?
Yes.
Four-fisted Frank Fuddleman there in the picture show sure has got a dandy pompadour. His lame brain hair lays down slick as charcoal. The other evening,
I... Hello, Margaret. Oh, hello, Orville.
Hello.
Hello, Rush.
Hello, Mr. McBlack.
How are you, Orville?
Oh, pretty fair, Sweet Corn.
Pete, Sweet Corn and myself have got a little hurry-up piece of business to take care of. Maybe you can be of some help.
Okay.
I've got to expel Sweet Corn here from the lodge.
Oh?
I failed to pay my dues last week.
They're kicking you out?
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad. Hadn't been in long, had you?
Just barely had time to learn the handshake.
What's that?
That's secret, Orville. Can't tell you that.
Did you learn the secret passwords?
Some of them. Sweet Corn was catching on fast. You don't want to lose it.
Well, what are you going to do?
You wouldn't understand these ritualistic things, Orville.
Yeah, but gee, God, if he paid his dues,
that's what I'm arranging for him to do right now. This is just a formality. If he's expelled now, today, he pays his dues by next Saturday, he's eligible for reinstatement the first of the year.
This won't take long, will it, V.R.?
Only a few minutes.
I've got to catch that 5 o'clock interurban.
You'll have oceans of time.
I'm going to Peoria this evening. I've got a 3-day job helping build a wharf for a bottling works on the Illinois River there. Pays good money. $7.50 a day.
Oh, I wish I got paid $7.50 a day. I'd send to Chicago and get me a tube of grizzly bear grease. They say that'll take a pompadour every trip. I read in a gas meter reader's trade journal where some nitwit used grizzly bear grease on his pompadour.
Oh, hey, let's get at this, Sweet Corn. This is a rush job, Bobby.
Not at all.
Lucille, out of the bookcase, get me volumes 3, 4, 7, and 9.
Okay.
There's some junk for you to memorize, Sweet Corn.
Memorizing junk's not up my alley. One time I memorized a Sunday school.
This is short.
Are you going to rip the buttons off of Mr. McBlack's coat, vest, shirt, and underwear?
Yeah.
Fine.
We're not doing this for fun, you know.
Huh?
Fetch me volumes 3, 4, 7, and 9 out of the bookcase.
This isn't secret ritualistic, Junka.
No, this particular ceremony is open to the public.
Uh-huh.
You taking Sweet Corn into your lodge, Mr. Cook?
I'm kicking him out of my lodge, Orville.
I neglected to pay my dues.
I'd like to join a lodge sometime myself.
Maybe the opportunity will arise.
I'd like to have buttons and pins and garbage stuck on my coat.
Uh-huh.
Which lodge is this you're kicking Sweet Corn out of?
The Sacred Stars of the Milky Way.
That's nice.
I'm the exalted Big Dipper, the drowsy Venus chapter of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way.
That sure sounds pretty.
Yes, it does.
I wish I was a whatyamafunny or the hoop-a-ma-diddle or the clutch-a-ma-lutch and could wear buttons and pins and garbage stuck on my vest.
Yes. Maybe when you're older, Orville.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Volumes 3, 4, 7, and 9.
Yeah. Now hand me volumes 3 and 4. Keep volume 7 yourself and turn to page 112.
Uh-huh.
VR, do you have to rip the buttons off of a coat, vest, shirt, and underwear?
Absolutely imperative.
That'll be a doggone nuisance.
You'll be temporarily inconvenienced, is all.
I'll look like a fathead riding the interurban to Peoria without any buttons on my coat, vest, shirt, and underwear.
That'll give you something to do riding the interurban to Peoria. Takes the interurban an hour to make this trip, and it's a dollar pilgrimage. You can occupy yourself by sewing the buttons back on your coat, vest, shirt, and underwear.
The other passengers will think I'm a lunatic.
Here's page 112.
Read it.
The miserable wretch stands at attention.
Aha.
digs all a Big Dipper, slaps him sharply across the right cheek with a gauntlet glove.
No, we haven't got any gauntlet glove, but any ordinary leather one will do.
Digs all a Big Dipper, grasps the miserable wretch's sword, and snaps it across his knee.
Any little stick will suffice for a sword.
Am I the miserable wretch, V.R.?
Uh-huh.
Ah, nice name.
Yeah.
You slapped me in the face with a glove, huh?
Yeah. Golly, but I got some nice things to say. Listen to this here. Oh, despicable fragment of hateful scum. You are a loathsome reptile.
Maybe they won't even let me ride that interrupt to Peoria.
Huh?
I'm a loathsome reptile.
Hey, you're not going to be childish about this, are you, sweet corn?
Well, seems like a lot of bother.
You want to get back in the labs, don't you?
Well, sure. But if I have to get slapped in the face and have the buttons ripped off of my cold vest shirt and...
Oh, what a baby. My gosh, sweet corn, you're not some timid little schoolgirl. Oh. Look, we go through this simple ceremony. You pay your dues by next Saturday, and you're automatically eligible for reinstatement the first of the year.
Okay. Go ahead with it.
Wish I could join.
Maybe someday you can, Norga.
I even wish I could get kicked out.
Rush, what do I do after I break the miserable wretch's sword?
Rip the buttons from the miserable wretch's coat, vest, shirt, and underwear.
Okay, fine. Well, let's get at it.
Yeah, let's do.
Dorothy, run and get me a leather glove.
I'll tell you what you can use for a sword.
What?
Mine's got an old yardstick that's got the numerals worn off of it.
Produce that yardstick.
Sure thing.
What is it I have to memorize, V.R.?
I'm looking at it right now.
Better be short.
Oh, I'd like to belong to a lodge, and I'd like to raise a pompadour. The girls admire a man that's got his hair all slathered down like wet grass. And they admire a man that's got pins and buttons and emblems and junk stuck on his vest. My brother-in-law, Vernon, tried to join us.
Here we are, sweet Clint.
Is it short?
Yes.
Well, thunder's only one sentence, and you say it over and over. What's the sentence?
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Is that all?
That's all.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
I wish I was.
This is one of my old leather gloves I used to shovel out the furnace with, Doug.
Good. And you have the yardstick?
Uh-huh.
Give it to Sweet Corn. Sweet Corn, that's your sword. Take it in your belt.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess we're ready. Unbutton your coat, vest, shirt, and underwear so I can get at him, Sweet Corn.
I got a sweater on underneath my vest.
Well, good. More buttons.
Don't say nothing about sweaters in that book.
We want to do this right, Sweet Corn.
Don't say nothing about sweaters in the book.
We got to use our common sense, Sweet Corn. Why would the authors of the ritual differentiate between sweaters or any other guy, man?
All right, let's go. I'll be real busy riding that interurban to Peoria this evening.
You remember the sentence you just say?
I am a splattered bullfrog.
Not quite. I am a shattered bullfinch.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
That's it. Now, are your coat, vest, shirt, underwear, and sweater unbuttoned?
Yeah.
Your sword is at your side?
Uh-huh.
Stand at attention. Hands at trouser seam, feet apart, shoulders back, eyes front.
Uh-huh.
I wish it was me joining some fathead lodge.
He's getting kicked out.
I wish it was me getting kicked out.
Yeah.
All right, Sweet Corn. Here I come with the gauntlet glove.
Shoot.
All right, every move I make, you stick your little piece.
Okay.
Oh, despicable segment of hateful scum, you are a loathsome reptile.
Hey! Take it easy.
Say what you're supposed to say, Sweet Corn.
Well, let's not get rough here, V.R.
We will start this again.
It better be easier this trip.
Oh, despicable segment of hateful scum, you are a loathsome reptile.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Your glittering sword I snatch, oh miserable wretch.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
I sunder this shining blade, oh scundly pig.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Gosh, but I wish it was me getting kicked out.
Uh-huh. Now, watch this now. Gov's going to rip buttons off of Sweet Corn's coat, vest, shirt, sweater, and underwear.
Miserable wretch, I chastise thee.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Miserable wretch, sob and weep.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Miserable wretch, tear your hair.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Miserable wretch, scream and shriek.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Miserable wretch, beg for mercy.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Miserable wretch, crawl and sleep.
I am a shattered bullfinch.
Which concludes another brief visit at the small house halfway up in the next block.